You guys are really paying attention. You know, it's wonderful. I'm here to sell books, but also to read poems. I'm going to read first from my newest book, Irish Eyes, and second from, I don't know what number this was, it's called Me First. So from the Irish one. I'll start with my immigrant grandpa's cottage. It took a century for the Irish to tear down my grandfather's stone cottage and let some other curran grow cabbage, potatoes, scallions in the family shrine. The old stones disappeared. Nothing remains of the man I knew from a torn photo, an ancient obituary, our first bad heart, early death, whose pastor gave him a key to St. Mary of the Mount Church because he arrived first at daily mass. I stand alone there by the tiny field, no fireplace for turf-scented Irish tales, no stone he might have touched before he left, a hillside house with back to Galway Bay. Now that's the Galway side of the family. Now the Kerry side, the Scanlons. Success in Kerry for Bridget Scanlon Hayes. Great Aunt Bridget wrote to me about the grand success of her daughter, Sarah Buckley. She married a man with 30 cows. He was old, gave her one son. The cows had their own parlor. Sarah took me down to see it. Automatic milking, just hook up those teats. No more squeezing at dawn in damp and cold. On that first visit, I asked to use the bathroom. Sarah led me to her bedroom. Months of dust on the desert, on the dresser. She pointed to a scrub bucket and no toilet paper nearby. Later, her son added a bathroom. That's called success in Kerry. Okay. And this is from Me First. And it's about Steelers, sort of. Me and Franco Harris and Lynn Swan played tennis at the same club, now devoted to soccer and such. Me, a B-minus player, they Sterling Pittsburgh Steelers. One day, those Pro Football Hall of Famers helped me with a key match simply by being there, right on the next court. All of their good-looking glory, totally distracting my opponent. All I noticed was two hard hitters. I didn't even know they were Steelers, okay. But she couldn't keep her eyes on the ball, missing my wimpiest shots. Those guys with their 8 Super Bowl rings and me beat the crap out of that ditzy dame, and I became the round robin runner-up, one for the bum. Me and Columbus and the blubberers. Let me tell you about Columbus. This is all you really need to know. One day in 1493, as he guided the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria near the future Dominican Republic, he wrote in his journal that he saw 3 mermaids. They popped right up out of the water, weren't as beautiful as they are painted, and looked more like guys than sexy gals. The Grand Mariner was at sea way too long. biologists believe he saw manatees, great bubblers, that's a tough word, great blubberers with eyes to break your heart. Me and Paul Mellon. I didn't actually, a lot of the poems in here are people that I did interviews with for various publications. And then there are also some people that I didn't know at all. And this is one of them. Me and Paul Mellon. Me and Paul Mellon rank a warm bath as one of life's greatest gifts. Not together, of course. Rising into the steaming water, closing the shower door to hold the heat inside, snuggling down with a magazine that takes occasional quick dips, reaching up with toes to twist the H spigot again. For me, a joy to match the sun igniting a million diamonds on snow. For him, a rival to a rotating parade of treasured masterpieces borrowed from his storehouse and hung in his own home gallery, the ultimate one-man show. That painted line separates us. Maybe our soap choices do too. And do I have a minute or, okay. I'm reading this one just to show that we sometimes make mistakes. This one is called Me and Bill Cosby. And Rosalie said, why don't you drop that from the book? She had already heard rumors. I said, oh, what the heck, you know. Anyway, me and Bill Cosby didn't actually meet. One day, I arrived at the racket club and found him leaning against the railing, no doubt waiting for his opponent, Dr. Cosby, who dug laughs out of the ordinary, took us inside his family, showed us how human and stupid they could be. We saw ourselves among his kids, in his wife, in himself. Google chocolate cake for breakfast and you'll understand. I was so thrilled to see this comic genius, I could do no more than rave about his recent Jell-O ad. And he never bought me a drink and didn't offer me a pill or anything. Anyway, thanks so much, guys.